Hey everybody, welcome to the Morphin Grid. I'm Jake.
And I'm Josh.
And today we are back again with our good friend Benny to talk about Power Rangers by the numbers, or more specifically Morphin Grid by the numbers. I don't know how many Power Ranger stats you have, but Benny, welcome back.
Hi Juice, hi Sauce, hi listeners.
Oh, I forgot we did that a couple of seconds ago. Benny, thanks for coming back. This is the fourth time?
Is it the fourth time or is it only the third time? Because there was a couple of emails that I sent.
Yes.
I think this is the third
time. This is the third episode. Yeah, because the first one was like, here's everything up through Lost Galaxy. And then there was Lightspeed. And then now this one.
Yeah.
So basically, if this is anyone's first season, you come on at the end and you tell us the terrible, terrible math that we made.
Yes, my obsession with Excel documents and Power Rangers has found an outlet.
Well, you're welcome for that.
Yeah, you're welcome. Glad we could help. We're doing Time Force, obviously. We have the thing, the Excel sheet spread, or the spreadsheet pulled up, and boy, there's a lot.
Yeah,
I'm just looking through these. I forget all the categories. There's a whole bunch of stuff. What do you want to start with, Benny?
I guess we can start with the season rankings.
Okay, yes.
And this time around, we can actually include Mighty Morphin, all three seasons of it that my very awesome volunteers, Luke, Jack, and I think Riley worked on it a little bit. So nice. I have scores for all of them, though we will have to talk a little bit about it.
Sure.
Any predictions on where you imagine Time Force?
I hope number one. I feel like number one, the number of bad episodes to good episodes, I think was way in favor of good this year. So I mean, there's only like really five or six real big stinkers that I can think of.
I don't know if it'll be above In Space or not. Is In Space number one right now?
Lightspeed was currently number one.
Lightspeed's number one. I definitely know there was more good episodes here than in Lightspeed.
Yeah, that has to be true.
So I think this is number one.
Okay. So at the very bottom of our list, we have Turbo.
Okay.
And I guess I should define this for anybody that it's their...
Just real quick.
So what happens is I listen to, I or one of my awesome volunteers listens
your research
to an
assistants.
Episode, my research assistants, listen to an episode and we figure out whether it is a bad, okay, good, or amazing episode. We then give that a number score, so -1, 0, 1, or 2 points, and we end up with the sum of that season and we have to divide it by the number of episodes in the season. So we get a score that is points per episode.
Okay.
So for Turbo, it was...
very low, I imagine. The first half is pretty much a bunch of ground balls.
Yeah, so they got 13 points out of 45 episodes. Yeah. So their score is 0.29.
Yikes. Sorry, Turp.
Then Lost Galaxy is above that with 47.
I feel like that's a lot on you. Because I know I like Turbo more than I like Lost Galaxy.
That might be fair.
You can like bad things, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know. I'd have to listen to all of the episodes again, which I will not do.
I think I will take the brunt of that because I definitely think
you were harsher on Turbo.
I was hard on Turbo the whole time, a little bit on purpose.
Yeah,
and I mean this score is very much a reflection of individual episodes, so like Turbo had a lot of bad individual episodes, even if its overall like existence was a little bit better than Lost Galaxy, like
okay,
that isn't reflected in the score.
Right, the math doesn't care about feelings.
Right.
I mean it does technically, but
the math is converted from feelings.
Which I think can only happen on or because of this specific podcast, where we turn feelings into math.
and how wonky that is revealed with our next two, because we have Mighty Morphin season 3 and season 2.
Okay.
But I, at this moment, don't actually know which one is 6 and which one is 7.
Okay.
Because what happened is Jack was super awesome and went through, like, I think he went through season one and season three.
Skip season two. Smart guy.
Smart.
Oh, no, no, no. He went through season two and season three. Three was the one that I really desperately needed done, but he also went through two, which I think Luke had already gone through and given scores for. And then what happened is between the two of them on some of these episodes, they had different scores.
Okay.
The good thing that makes me like feel okay about the system is that there was never a point when it was like a huge jump between scores. It was either one of them put the episode was okay and the other one said the episode was bad, or someone said this episode was amazing but then the other one said no, it was just a good episode.
Okay.
There was never
there was never one that was like, this one's bad. No, actually they thought it was amazing.
Yeah. But what that means is that for season two, it could either be 0.58 or 54, which would put it above or below season three.
Okay.
And so I have to go back through and basically listen to these episodes where there's discrepancy, and I basically...
And then you are the arbiter.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, they've narrowed it down to these two choices, and I have to pick one of them. And then for season three, somebody went through and started, but they only had four episodes where they gave a score in season three.
Okay.
And then Jack went through and did the whole season. But for all four of those episodes where I have two scores, they're all different.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Well, I don't want to say throw the four out, but...
It definitely highlights that you could have different people listening to your episode and coming up with different, like, decisions on whether the episode was good or bad.
Yeah, that's a thing I've learned about podcasting, is that everyone... hears them differently.
Yeah, everyone has an individual experience when they listen
to
one.
Because like, we're talking to exactly one person at a time.
Yeah.
Right? Unless you listen with, like, you know, you do a group listen, which I don't think anyone's ever done with any of our shows. But like, you, like, one person listens at a time. So it's like, it's just us and you, the listener, and then whatever they get from it, they get from it. But like, especially doing like World Tour United and the Cool Kids Table, like, people will hear things and interpret things that we're like, no, I don't know where you got that at all. But like, it doesn't matter once it's out of our hands, you know, however people feel about it, they feel about it. So, and I guess the same goes for however people think we feel about it. That's how they think we feel about it.
Yeah. So it just, this very much highlighted that like, it's just feelings that we turned into numbers.
Yep. Everyone's out here doing our best.
It's just how whoever is listening to it feels. Like we feel.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I definitely know that my opinion on some episodes kind of colors what I want the episode to be.
Of course. Right. Yeah. It's the human element.
Which makes you guys doing the rankings a good like double check, because it was Nadira's dream date that I had to go back and listen to again.
Yeah.
Because I decided it was an amazing episode, clearly.
Right.
And then I had to go back through and re-listen because it was ranked much, much lower and be like, no, it was a very good episode.
Yeah. Yeah, I think the other problem with the rankings versus like what you like listen to and interpolate that as is that we have to go, all right, here's how we feel about this one. How do we feel about this other one?
Yeah, that,
what is this other one even?
A lot of it is, okay, here's how we feel about this episode that we just watched an hour and a half ago. How did we feel about this one that we watched 4 weeks ago?
What is this one that we watched 4 weeks ago?
There's a couple we had to like look up the synopsis for so I could remember what happened in that episode. So it's a flawed system. It's not perfect.
Yeah.
I think when you write down the ranking, you need to just put a little note beside each episode for like what was the general takeaway from it,
right?
That'll make it so much easier.
Yeah, like what part of it was the big reason why we put it where we did.
Yeah, I mean, usually I can remember that, like, you know, like Uniquely Trip, it's, I'm like, that's when he is like, Lucas, oh, never mind, I won't tell you you're about to step in dog poop, and then here's a close-up shot of dog poop. Like, I remember that 100% perfectly because I will never unsee it in my head. But then you know, I have a whole list right in front of me. Let me just pull a rando out of here. Like, Gen's Revenge. I remember that that one is, looking at the title that we gave it, I know that that is one without Jackie Marchand, and therefore probably not as good as it could be.
That's the one where she wants to kill a mutant.
She wants to murder a mutant and then hunt and kill Rancic.
Right.
But like that's what I remember about it, and I know that we were like, oh, there's bad things about it that Jackie probably could have mitigated. And I can't tell you exactly what those things are, but I probably think it's how a woman would react to a thing. Yeah.
And also, I know that's the one where Jen wanted to kill a mutant, but I don't remember who the mutant was.
Yeah, the mutant was a weird fish guy, because they were all fish guys.
Well, I think the reason, and yeah, like I don't remember exactly. I think it was that she was super mad about Rancic. And she was taking it out on the mutant.
Yeah, and then she saw a mutant that her and Alex had taken down in a flashback, and I think she was just, like, projecting more than she needed to on him. Mm-hmm. But again, like, that's three people talking through it. Normally, it's in the moment where we're like, what is this? I don't know. It's number eight, so it's probably pretty good. I know I had a hard line. I was like, anything below short-circuited is very bad, and I don't like it. And then everything above that is, like, okay to wonderful.
Yeah,
so
every season seems to have that line.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This one was very low. I like the Lost Galaxy line was like everything after number 12 is just bad.
All right, so continuing with
back
our,
to the best
our,
back to list. The season rankings.
So at number five is Zio with 72, In Space with 74, Mighty Morphin season one is number three with 77.
All right.
Okay.
So that just got added.
Good showing.
Then, as you all guessed, Lightspeed is number two with 80 points, and Time Force is our new number one with 83 points.
Oh, all yeah. Right. That's a good score.
Or 80.83, whatever.
So, wait, yeah. So Time Force had 83, and Turbo had 0.29. Am I getting that? Is that correct?
Or point 0.83.
Okay.
0.83 and 0.29.
Oh, okay. Okay. That makes a lot more sense. 83 points per episode doesn't make any sense at all.
Yeah.
Right.
Just ignore me. I don't know what I'm doing here.
It's out of one, but it could be out of 100, basically, right, if you want to just move the decimal.
Okay.
Technically, with the way this system works, a perfect score would be 2.
Okay.
But far more likely that you're going to, like, a one would be what we're aiming
right,
for.
Right, because you can get a possible 2 points per episode, and so that would be
that's
okay.
If every single episode is amazing.
And
right.
I thought if anyone's season could do it, it would be this one, and it didn't even get a whole one, so.
Yeah. So, yeah, if a season ever got a one, that would be really impressive.
It'd be wild.
So normally I go through and I do this while I'm listening, but this year I've been really bad about stuff.
Sure.
And I did the first three episodes, and then there was this huge chunk where I just wasn't doing anything, wasn't taking notes. And then I finally started up and I finally have a good system for taking notes when I'm not at my computer.
Okay.
So on the Saturday before this recording, I was having to put everything into the database.
No.
And I got to the end, and I knew I had a couple of episodes I had to go back and double check what their score was. But I was at the point where if one episode changed, it would change
all
whether
the math
Time
would
Force
fall apart.
It would change whether Time Force tied with Lightspeed or not.
Oh, okay.
So I got real nervous for a little while there because I'm just like, if I make the wrong decision, like it doesn't reflect. So I had to listen to a couple of them a couple of times to figure out. And there was a little while there when they one episode went from amazing to good. And so that dropped it down to 80. And then I listened to another episode and that went from okay to good. So it flipped back around.
Having to listen to us these episodes several times in a row must be a fate worse than death. I mean, presumably you like the show.
I would assume anybody listening to the show this long does enjoy it.
I know I could not listen to us talk about Power Rangers all that much, but then again, I was there when it was recorded, so.
And then you had to edit it.
And then I edited it, so I've already heard it at least twice.
Yeah, so what I do is I skip forward until I hear the theme music, Okay. And then when you immediately come back from listening or from watching the episode, there's normally a chance when you give your like general impression of it.
There's between 1 and 15 minutes of us talking about this other stuff.
You can tell if that 15 minutes is about something else entirely. It was probably a bad episode.
And then I skip all the way towards the end, because towards the end of the episode, you're either really pumped up or just really done with the episode. So that's the trick to going back through and figuring out what the score is.
So you're not, you don't have to like just like listen to the whole thing over again.
No, there were a couple of episodes where I had to do that just to be safe, because we were literally 1 point from deciding who was going to be number one or not.
And you take this very seriously, which I appreciate.
Of course I take it seriously. This is my very bizarre child.
Well, we're glad we can be godparents.
Yeah,
to your very bizarre child.
Let's
They're great.
Not even think about the family relationship here.
So what's next? Is next one you describe what kind of child this would be if they were in a high school classroom?
Yes.
Okay, because I'm very excited. I think it can go one of two ways, and I'm just very excited to see how it goes.
All right, so this is our category breakdown for the season.
Okay.
So I've got 7 different categories, which have been surprisingly robust in being able to catch everything.
Okay.
But we take whatever Jake and Josh or their guests say for the best, the worst, and give it a category, which are rangers, villains, support characters, battles, interactions, the story, and production.
Okay.
And then going through, calculating, you know, how many times they said the Rangers got the best or the story got the worst, we kind of get a general characteristics for a season, which we then anthropomorphize into a teenager with attitude getting ready for an English class.
Yes. Any reason specifically English? I don't think I've ever asked this before. Just because.
Isn't that what Apple...
Miss Appleby?
Miss Appleby taught at least English, science, and history.
Yes. Right. And maybe math once or twice.
And time capsule class.
I think she was technically an English teacher on the books, but I feel like the budget got cut real bad and she had to pull quadruple duty.
Well, that was part of it. And then the other part was that, like, I look at how well they do for, like, story. And that kind of gives me an idea of, like, if they were having to write something,
okay,
like,
how well
would they do
sense.
In an English class? So
yeah.
That influences it.
Okay.
So, you know, it's several minutes before the bell rings. Unfortunately, the Mighty Morphin triplets are sick and not coming into class today, so we don't know what they're like at all.
This is one day. Every time we introduce a new teenager to this classroom, it's the same day.
It's like... the first, like, 5 minutes before the bell rings is going to be covered over the next, like, 15 years of this podcast.
My bones and my guts. Oh, no.
Jake, what do we do?
I don't know. I felt all my hair get gray.
I mean, if I didn't give you all existential crisis at least once during a guest spot,
why would you even
doing
be
something
here?
Wrong.
Speaking of hair, this is the first episode I've recorded since I got my hair cut. Does my hair sound shorter?
Yeah, it does actually.
Can anyone tell?
I think your short hair is what's messing with my audio.
That might be it.
The feedback from it.
It doesn't bounce off. It's very reflective hair.
It's a good haircut, listeners.
Thank you. I think it looks good. I still like will go to fuss with it, but it's not there because it's all it's in a bag on its way to Michigan or something. Because I donated it. I'm not just sending my hair somewhere in Michigan. I donated it to Wigs for Kids.
I looked up a Michigan address and sent it. On
no,
its
I'm
way.
Actually I'm just sending all my extra hair to Rob Salter in Flint, Michigan, a guy I went to college with.
Well, I was going to give you the benefit of the doubt, and then you just threw that, like, very specific fact
in. I only know
in.
2 people from Michigan, and I'm not going to send my hair to Portia. That'd be weird. But if Rob got a package of my hair, I'd be like, oh, of course this jerk sent me his hair. He's, like, 10 years older than us when we were in college. We used to just show up at his house when he was, like, two beers into his night being over, and we're like, Rob, get in the car, we're going to the movies. And he'd be like, I don't want to. And we're like, we don't care, we're already here. Oh. Anyway, so this English class.
Yeah, so the first student to show up is Zio, who's our social butterfly. And I imagine right. that they are probably sitting close to the door so that they can say hello to every single person who walks in.
Okay, I like it.
Then the next person to come in is Turbo, and they're our kind of awkward, crafty artist kid. And they go and they sit in the very back, and I imagine they're just sitting there like doodling race cars or something.
Yeah.
And then In Space comes in, and they're our evil loner kid.
I forgot that they are the evil loner because of Astronomer, mostly.
They're the goth kid.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're the goth kid who writes dark novellas.
Yeah.
And they are probably sitting off to, like, the side on the far side of the classroom.
Where they can stare out the window wistfully.
Yeah. And then Lost Galaxy comes in, and there are, like, really big, like, dumb muscle jock kind of character. Yeah. Like, very much that stereotype. But I've got it in my head that they're kind of friends with Turbo, so they're sitting in the back beside Turbo.
Okay. That's cute.
Not really talking to each other, but just kind of sharing the same space comfortably. Yeah. Then Lightspeed, who is our very, very good boy.
Yes.
And he is probably sitting right up at the front of the class. So he's like closest to the board, ready to learn, got right all of center. His pencils.
Probably brought an apple.
Reminds, you forgot to give us homework. I know it's Friday. We forgot to give us homework. He's a good boy. Leave him alone.
But he's kind of punchable.
A little bit.
So he's probably sitting beside Zio, and they're having a conversation.
The punchable parts, that's Joel.
And then in comes Time Force. And Time Force is our very earnest, very forceful young lady.
Yes.
She is very involved in the lives of her friends, and she will go to extreme lengths to make sure that they're happy. However, she will try to avoid direct conflict, and she kind of fights dirty if she has to. She okay. is passing this class just fine.
I think she might be my favorite kid so far.
So like a solid B+ student, but like also like a little bit of a mean girl if you cross her friends.
I imagine she would probably fight with the teacher over some sort of injustice or whatever, yes. you know, like jumping up in class and like...
She sounds perfect.
Ready to throw down words, because she's not actually...
I'm intimidated.
What that looks like in the categories is that we have consistency. Do you guys remember what our regular best category is?
It's Rangers, right?
Right. It's yeah. the Rangers, which is continuing. That is the highest category for Time Force.
Okay.
And then what are you guessing is the highest worst?
Rangers.
I'm gonna say production.
It's story.
Story.
Which is continuing our trend of Rangers being the highest and story being the second high, or being the worst.
Right.
This time around, the Rangers got the best 29 times.
Out of 40, right?
That's a lot.
Yikes.
Well, potentially over
out of 80.
Potentially over 80 because you have guests.
Right, because of guests.
Right,
yeah.
Right. I forgot it's so, not like we don't just do one.
Yeah.
We both do it.
Let me actually, it was out of 65. 65 best this time. 29 of them were Rangers.
Dang.
Yeah.
Wait, only 65?
Yes, because you all will just agree sometimes. And
oh,
so
and that
an
counts
episode
as one. Right.
Only get a single best for
right.
an episode.
Gotcha.
And there were 54 worsts, which I think is the highest difference between the number of bests and the number of worsts. So you guys were in agreement on what was the worst in an episode more often than the best.
I think it was the season led itself to that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There being like a clear worst thing.
Except for that one time where we both thought.
Where my best was your worst, which has never happened before.
But 29, any category getting 29 is just the next highest is 25. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
It's the fact that the Rangers got 29 best this season is kind of extreme to me.
They're good kids.
At least with the data we've had so far.
Sometimes Trip is good.
He got better.
Yeah.
And then going through for... this is sometimes hard to do because it's just like, what is interesting out of this information?
Right.
Well, the second lowest... So this season had the second lowest best for villains where they only got 5 bests, and also the second lowest for production with only 3 bests. So not a good showing for the villains or for production.
Right.
Then this was the second highest best for interactions with 10 of them.
Okay.
Which Zio is still leading with 13. But right. This time there were 10 interactions that were the best. And one of them I was very happy were villains that Nadira and Rancic got an interaction together that was the best. So that made me happy.
Nice. Yeah, they were... good. They were good characters. A couple times I was just needed to know what the exact nature of their relationship was.
What kind of daddy was Rancic?
Is all it's just like what I needed to know, and I think we landed on biological.
I think it's still up in the air. Like, there could have been some.
There's I know
playing cuckold.
Yeah, who knows?
Action I know, happening. I don't know.
I know. In Movie Madness, he said, "Put my daughter in the movie."
Yeah.
So, okay.
So who knows? I'm not. Again, we're not here to yuck any yums. I just want Rancic to tell me exactly what's up.
Nadir is kind of ambiguous about it. Yeah. Anyway.
So, this season was tied for the lowest on villain and ranger worsts.
Okay.
In each of those categories, they only got the worst 9 times, which is the lowest the lowest that we have right now is 9, and that occurs in 2 different seasons.
Right.
So really high best for rangers, really low worst for rangers. So rangers did extremely well, which is why Time Force is so like earnest and ready to fight for her friends,
because
yeah. She's super ranger.
Yeah,
except she didn't do super well for battles. Her battle was second lowest out of any of the seasons, and then the highest for battle worsts with 2.
There's never been more than 1. Looking at it now. That's wild.
You've only ever for a season had the battle be the worst 1 time before this, and now there's been 2 times this season when the battle got a worst.
Huh.
So she's not so great at the fighting.
Does that also include, like, a battle is not just like rangers fighting mooks, that's also like Zord fights, yes?
Yeah, that also includes Zord fights,
that kind which I of think explains is... it, because I think there were a couple that's just like, here's the Zords, okay, bye.
Yeah, I think also like with the
and then Viper was in an episode.
Oh, woof. I wish we could just go back and I could just slap myself and be like, don't put that rule in. If Viper's the worst, let her be the worst, because then she would be like, she'd have negative 500 points. But I think there was at least 1 or 2 episodes where they like started with a monster that like wasn't really part of the story. Oh, it's the cold open.
There was definitely that one where I was like, why'd they do this? I hate it. It's the worst.
Yeah, I think that is definitely one of them. I could find out what the others are, but I'll let you continue.
But yeah, so we had a season where the rangers were really good and the villains were not so great. And then as far as story goes, it was either... Actually, yeah, story wasn't so great either. It was like in the middle for the number of best that it got with 6. And then has the second highest story worst with 22.
Oh boy.
So
that kind of makes sense because like the overall plot of the season... And we're all in agreement that we like this season and it's good, but the overall plot is like kind of stupid.
I think a lot of the problem is the plot is fine, but then you have to make it work with time travel,
right?
And anytime they try to do anything with time travel, it's like wrong.
We talk about it for 2 minutes and we worst it.
Yeah,
yeah. This season had a lot of time travel, and then there's just character inconsistencies. Like I know. Katie and her fears about changing the future was a huge point of one of her episodes, and then she just straight up changes the past in another episode, and then later on it's never commented on again. And then Jen would have weird inconsistencies with her character and stuff, so yeah, like story stuff came up a lot.
That makes sense.
Yeah,
the one new thing that I am introducing this time around, which does not involve me going back and adding or changing anything to any other season.
It's a non-metric new thing. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. We can go back, but that's going to be somebody else.
Listeners?
This go around, I actually tracked whether Jake said something was the best or worst, whether Josh said it, or if they both said it, or if their guest said it.
Okay.
I didn't differ. There's no differentiation between both and guest.
Okay, so if we both say it, then it's as if a guest has said it.
So if a guest had a best that was different from the two of you, it's going to be in this both category instead.
Okay.
I guess I could go back through and change it, but I'm not.
I mean, to be fair, those the least amount of episodes you'd have to do, but you've already done enough.
Right. So we can actually compare what you all liked and disliked compared to each other.
Okay.
Though the struggle with this is we only have one season to look at right now, so we can't tell any like trends that are going to happen.
Right.
But for this time, there were 34 times that you had separate answers. We see the same consistency that the Rangers for a best was the highest. The story for the worst was the highest across Jake, Josh, and both.
Okay.
So that there was no, that was completely balanced, whether you both agreed or one of you or the other. It was always Rangers getting best, story getting worst for like the highest category.
Gotcha.
Then after that, the highest level of agreement was on villains for their worst, Rangers for their worst, and support for their worst.
Yeah, so I'm looking at this like, now, and Josh did not worst any support characters.
Yeah.
No, you did three.
Did you never worst Circuit?
I mean, if I did, we both did.
Oh, you both did. Right. Gotcha.
I don't, where is the both?
That is in the Excel document, and I forgot to move it over into the Google document.
Okay, gotcha.
Okay.
So I have that. I just kind of forgot to copy and paste it over.
That's fine.
So following the hypothesis that I have, Josh had the highest opinions on battle, and all of the battle worsts were from him.
Okay, so those were both probably the this probably. Didn't need to happen. this cold open is bad and I hate it.
Mm-hmm. Did I worst and then battle stuff in the mirror episode too? I think I did. I don't remember for sure, but that sounds right.
I think so.
We can go and look in the Time Force tab, and then the last thing on this was that Jake seemed more inclined to give best for interactions. He did it five times versus Josh's two, and then there were three times that you guys agreed on an interaction being the best.
I like those interactions. I like when I like when the Rangers are cool to each other, or anyone, really.
You like it when they hang out, and I like it when they fight.
Yeah. We are just different people, that's all.
And it'll be fun to see if that does, in fact, continue with the rest of the seasons. And so this is something where if you are listening to this right now and you think this is just super fun and totally interesting and you want more data for the database, we can go back through between Zio to Lightspeed and figure out whether a best was from Jake, Josh, or both of them. And then we can put those numbers into the database and kind of compare them. But I'm not going to do that.
No.
So, listener, if you want to do it, please send me a message, and I will give you access to the beta database, and you can go wild.
Yeah. Anybody who's thinking about doing a re-listen,
that should be a lot less nebulous too, because it's just we literally say, "I think the best is this part."
Who did what? Unless you can't tell our voices apart, which I think some people can't, which is strange, but also, you know, everyone's ears work different, so
maybe they just haven't heard a lot of the episodes. I can imagine if you just first started listening,
so, yeah.
Then, yeah, it's just two guys, like, it's the same voice, whatever.
Just two jugs of milk just spilling out onto the floor. we definitely have gotten people be like, I can't really figure, especially on United, I feel like people have said that, and I was like, well, I kind of do a voice, I don't know.
I know when you're brother was on United, yeah, and it was the first time I ever heard
sound the same,
him.
But we don't.
But it was only in that episode of United, because then he came on this show as a guest, and you two sound totally different. Well, I mean, you sound like your brothers. Like, your speech pattern is enough that, like, oh, yeah, they sound like they grew up in the same household.
Yeah.
But on that episode of United, you two just sounded exactly alike. I could not tell the difference.
That's weird. I don't know. I think maybe it's years of my mom going, like Jake, and then me being like, what? And her be like, get Jake. And I'm like, I am Jake. Or one of us be like, Mom. And she's like, what, Scoot? And I'm like, that's the other one. Like, I think years of us doing that is like, our voices are different. Yeah. They don't sound the same.
Yeah, no, I sound like a much nicer version of my oldest brother, but we have the same voice.
Okay.
It's just a different personality behind that voice.
I didn't have a sibling until I was 16, but my aunts, when they used to call the house and I was like between 10 and 12, they used to say I sounded like my mom when I answered the phone. So
yeah, that happens.
Yeah, your brother's voice is like really deep.
Yeah, his voice is deeper than mine. It's crazy. And that just happened one time. Like, I Skyped them once for some, like, mid-year holiday. And then I Skyped them at Christmas, and he was a man. It was crazy.
Bodies change, kids.
Yeah.
Bodies change.
So, yeah, hopefully going forward, we can kind of dive in the differences between your tastes as far as Power Rangers goes. I have no idea. Maybe this will be a really boring segment and we'll cut it out.
I don't know. Yeah, maybe. Or you will numerically tear us apart, Benny.
I mean, originally that was the goal. I'm kind of softened.
Took a couple seasons to work up to it, but now we're into the numbers of Jake and Josh, yes. Not just of Power Rangers.
Yeah, now you're the only Power Rangers podcast I listen to, so maybe I shouldn't melt your brains.
I mean, look, if
you can try it.
Yeah, if they haven't, if this show hasn't yet, I don't know if you remember a time a guy went invisible to invisible people, or one time when someone fell down in space.
So going to the Time Force tab where I've got the rest of it for our Ranger rankings.
Yeah.
I do want to point out that I have a section where it's just notes. And this season I was trying to write down the nicknames you gave all of the monsters, and I definitely did not succeed. So if you just see random names, it's just whatever name you gave to the monster that episode.
Just Connor, Ted.
What's Jerzaher?
There's even a question mark. You don't even know.
I believe that's pronounced Jahard. I guess on the spelling.
Oh, Jahar. It's spelled Gerard.
Are you sure?
I don't know.
That was not what she said.
I'm pretty sure it's spelled the same way as Gerard. As Jahar. I like this better. This is a real alien name.
Oh, banana with ketchup in like a larger bold font.
Yeah. Yeah, banana with ketchup is very upsetting. Oh, right. Oh,
that's actually why it's bolded and large, just to make you all look at it and be upset about it.
It's so bad.
So our next thing is our Ranger rankings.
Yes.
The way that this works is when they give something a best or worst or an MVP, we turn that into a numerical value of 1, minus 1, or 2 for MVP. Then we total up a person's score for the whole season, and we can rank our Rangers as well as our support and villain characters.
Yes.
I'm going to guess that this goes from bottom to top. Trip, Katie, Lucas, Alex, Jen, Wes.
Well, let's find out.
So this season, we have 8 Rangers. 2 support characters, 3 villains, our one-off characters as a conglomerate group, and our monsters of the week also as a conglomerate group.
I'm trying to think of who the 8th Ranger is. I know the 7th is Alex, technically.
Yep. Oh, I bet it's, like, Carter.
Yep.
Yes, because Carter got a best, because that episode sucked, except for our boy Carter.
Yep. If it's a ranger coming back, or if they were a ranger even for a short period of time, then they get to count as a ranger on this list.
Right.
So I'm kind of excited for Dino Charged when we have just this massive list of Rangers.
Just a bunch of them. Well, then, you know, in Super Mega Force, there's going to be the whole bunch of other Rangers that come back. It's just going to be a smorgasbord of Ranger numbers.
There'll just be a whole bunch of them with, like, MVP and the best.
Yeah. Only if they make the list.
Well, I mean, if what I've seen of Mega Force holds with Super Mega Force, I don't imagine those kids getting a lot of bests and MVPs.
So, yeah, there's going to be some seasons with a very long ranking list.
Very excited.
So I do have some honorable mentions. These are people who get a single worst or a single best. So, like, that's just what they got for the season. So for worst, we had Gluto and Captain Logan.
That's their captain from the future.
Yep. Who shows up in more than one episode, so I couldn't count him as a one-off character, and he only got a single worst.
Well, I think that's about right. He was either worst or inconsequential.
What did he do?
We can look. I think it was the first episode. It was just the captain was the worst from Jake.
Oh, that's fair.
That's about right. That's about as much information as I feel like I would give on my feelings about that guy.
Yeah, when I write down what the best or the worst is, I usually try to copy what you all say and use your language. I don't always do it. I will say you guys, like, called me out on one of the episodes. Because I was just going to write, like, the death scene at the end, but then you specifically told me I had to write down, and I don't even know if I did it correctly, the hologram color faded tardigrade death time. Like, I was just gonna write the death at the end, and then you specifically told me I wasn't allowed to.
is that a best?
That was a best, I think. I hope.
Yep,
I
here
got
it
that
is
right.
From Josh. Ooh, that's you. That's on you.
Yes, that was Josh. And yeah, then Jake is specifically told me I had to write it exactly like that.
Looking through this, there's definitely you copying what we say, because the Electro Booster looks dope as hell is definitely what I said verbatim, I bet.
Yeah.
And then there was another one. I think
Transwarp punches own butt.
And then there was one that I saw when I was looking at this the other day when you sent it to me. It's like the terrible necessity of Eric or something like that.
Yes, I bolded that one because it was my favorite.
Yeah.
I did take some poetic license with one of them for the very end. The very last episode, the worst is the patriarchy's character assassination of Nadira because they fear women.
Yep.
That's wasn't about right. Quite what you said, but I felt like that was the spirit.
That's the spirit of it, I think.
Yeah. That's the energy we put out.
Yeah.
So our other honorable mentions for best, we have Dr. Fairweather and Philip.
Both good characters. One's a lot better than the other, but she was only in one episode, so.
Right. So everybody else has gotten at least two out of any of these categories. So at the very bottom of our list, at number 8, is Alex with -1 point.
Yeah, eat it. You're worse than Leo. What's up, dork?
He shares that also with the Monsters of the Week. They also got a -1.
Okay.
And I do... So the way I think I did this before was I would run through the list and then try to do, like, analysis. And I think this time we're just going to talk about them, like, as we go through.
Okay.
And so with this one, he actually got an MVP before Josh knew that he was alive.
Okay.
Because you gave it to him when he was still the mysterious character. Like,
you gave it to Albert Wesker.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Ah.
Yeah. So
when I thought that was Eric giving himself cool toys from the future.
That would have been very good.
So in the database, I have, like, in parentheses or in quotation marks, Albert Wesker. But it follows the coloring that I gave Alex. So listeners, if you want to see this database that we keep talking about, which is a very visual thing, one, you can join the Discord. You can become a patron and join the Discord and go to the Morphin Grid channel, and I think it's one of the pinned messages.
I think so.
Or if you're really, really desperate, you can just direct message me and maybe I'll share it with you. But you should also support Hey Jake and Josh and join the Patreon.
Thank you, Benny. We'd also very much appreciate that if anyone would like to.
Patreon.com/HeyJakeandJosh.
But all of the Rangers in this database get their color with whatever their entries are.
Yeah.
But this time I had three people who were Red Rangers, so I had to get a little creative.
Oh,
so Wes,
yeah.
Wes is red background, black letter. Eric is black background, red letter. And then Alex is just red letters.
Okay. I keep looking at you hard.
Okay. Then going on, we have Frax with 0 points.
Okay. Net even.
And he only got them in a single episode. And they were for the exact same thing.
It's because that is equally the best and the worst thing that he ever did. So, I still think it's wonderful, but I understand some people on the podcast think it was very stupid.
It was so stupid.
And that was the only time you gave him any points was his heart growing three sizes. So he ended up with 0 points, but he still got something. So I put him in the rank. Well, he's not ranked, but he's like a comparison.
Right. Oh, that's so good. Because when we did that, I was like, I have no idea what this is going to do for the math. Though.
Just cancels out.
I didn't know where it would like if I don't know. I don't know if there was any like other hidden things that it could possibly mess up, but nope, just that we didn't think about him too much until that one episode.
Yeah.
Oh, poor robot. Poor skeleton man squished into a robot suit.
Oh.
Yeah, our poor robot is Circuit, who only managed to squeak out 1 point this season.
Well, yeah, he started sucking real hard at the end.
He had one episode where he was just really trying to sabotage himself.
Yeah.
And then our number seven Ranger for the season is Carter, who got 2 points for his MVP for his episode, which, you know, good for not being his season.
Yeah.
Our number six with 4 points, sharing it with the one-off characters, is Trip.
Ooh, it's pretty low. Yeah. Pretty low, Trip.
this follows my belief that having your personality be me, baby, doesn't always work for
I'm baby is not great in the long run.
Yeah, it's a cute meme. It's not a great character.
Yeah.
which is rough, because I know a lot of people who just, they love Trip, he's so cute and adorable, and I'm like, well, that's good for you. I find him frustrating.
He bugged the crap out of me most of the time.
I really tried giving him the BOTD, but sometimes you just can't. You just gotta call a spade, and when that spade just sucks for like 4 episodes in a row, you gotta throw that shovel in the garbage, my man.
One thing that I will say was that for this season, there were quite a few times when a person got both a best and the MVP, which really didn't happen as much in the other seasons.
Okay.
You normally had like a separation, like someone would just get a best or just get an MVP, but you were much more inclined to do that this season. And so Trip got one of those. There was an episode where he was the MVP and he got a best. And then all six of our core Rangers had that, as well as Rancic, Nadira, and Papa Collins.
Oh, dang. Wow.
Yeah.
I think that makes a lot of sense, because when we rank, like when we do like the best and the worst, I don't like think in terms of the categories that it will end up in, because like, I know we're going to talk about it when we get here anyway.
Yeah, that's for you to think about.
Yeah, it's your problem, Benny. But I think what it is like, I think of like the interaction or the like the story point that they have, and then the like just them in general. And I think like a lot of times I do try to separate like if they are in one. That's why Carter didn't get best and MVP for me, because like, you know, I didn't want to give it to both, and that was like clear because there's only the one guy the one time. But I guess we did a lot more than I thought.
Yeah, because I feel like before we were like, do I want to give this the best or am I going to save it for MVP?
Yeah.
And I just feel like this season we didn't worry about that.
Yeah
I also wonder if it also means that this season was like a little bit more, like each individual episode was a little bit more concentrated. Like it was really just focused on a couple of characters. And so it was harder to find other things to talk about, because it was really just a Trip episode, and right. all the good point, most of the good points were like things that Trip did, and he was the main guy and he got all this stuff done. So right. that episode, he got a best and the MVP.
Yeah, and because it is like a very character focused season, like more mm-hmm. than the rest of them, I think that helped out a lot. Because like even Trip being like a frustrating, like I'm baby character, like he still they still focused in on it, and it wasn't just like Trip's gonna be blank for this episode because you know we don't want to write anything for him, because they would do that a lot. They'd be like, and yeah. oh, also Tanya's here, but like don't worry about her. She might as well be the chair.
She's in the background thinking about baseball or whatever.
Yeah. Well, in the baseball episode, she was very good. Anytime she like gave the business to Sean was awesome.
Fuck Sean. Yes.
If you take anything away from this podcast, that guy.
Baseball Sean sucks. Now I gotta bleep two cusses. We've been doing so well.
Ah, putty. So above Trip, Papa Collins got 5 points.
Heck yeah. Which
I thought was pretty good for him, and I think it spoke to the character arc that he had, because he got a bunch of worse at the beginning of the season, and then going forward he got a couple of goods, and then there was the episode where he got a best and an MVP.
Yeah.
So you could see his character arc in the way that he got points this season. And then Nadira, 1 point above with 6 points.
Okay.
Which, my note here is, womp womp, she deserved better.
I feel like that's yeah. a lot of that is my fault.
Well, no, like the show should have done better by yes. her, I think, is yeah. the,
yeah, the no, takeaway. I did make the note that Josh seemed frequently frustrated that, like, she wasn't really realized to her full potential. Like,
she could have been so cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
That Jake knew what to expect from it, so he kind of seemed to forgive like all the weird stuff, but this was, you were brand new to it, so you're like, right. no, give her more.
Right. Why does she just want a baby now? That doesn't make any sense.
All I can say is stay tuned.
Then our number 5 Ranger is Lucas with 8 points.
Okay. And I would have thought he would have been higher, but maybe he had more worsts. Who's next? I'm going to assume it's Katie.
Yeah, we have somebody to talk about in between there, but yeah, Katie will be number 4.
Oh, dip. Okay.
But yeah, my only note again on this one is our beautiful pansexual boy, and then I don't have much else to say about it.
Yeah.
This wasn't a season where there were too many worst for Rangers. I mean, a couple of Rangers got
a couple of Trips got some worst.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think for him, he only got a single worst. Let me look at our colors. He doesn't get a lot of points overall anyways.
They forgot about him and Katie a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think Katie dirty. That's why I guessed Katie would be under Lucas, is just because she should have been a really cool character, and instead she wasn't a lot of the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that really hurt Lucas and Katie, was that they just didn't get a lot of spotlight time. But they did manage to get, you know, 8 points isn't too bad.
Yeah.
It could be worse. It could be 4.
then in between Lucas and Katie is Rancic with 11 points, so a little bit of a jump.
Yeah.
And you guys said this before, but like, I want to repeat that Rancic was just a really wonderful villain for Power Rangers, because he was very menacing and scary, but then he could do the like over the top hilarious stuff as well.
Yeah.
There's a whole episode where he just wants Lucas to be a good boyfriend to his daughter.
I think that's the episode where Claire basically says like, the reason he's good is because he can straddle the line very well. Yeah. And, like, I never really thought about it before, but like that is like the makings of a good Power Ranger villain, is like when you can be a good villain, because you have to like you have to believe that the bad guys want to kill the Power Rangers, right? Mm-hmm. And like destroy the planet, or you know, make everyone robots. I don't know what the Machine Empire wanted exactly. But they want to do bad stuff to the world, so you have to believe that. But then like also it's a dumb show for babies, and sometimes they're like, I just need to make sure you're going to be a good boyfriend because my daughter's into you right now.
Yeah, I think the Machine Empire wanted to just mine the resources from Earth.
I think you're right.
Yeah. And I mean, Vrancic also got into his big movie debut and like gave the death ending that that movie deserved.
Yeah.
Oh. So yeah, he was so very consistent with getting MVPs like throughout the whole season. He very frequently got an MVP, and that helped him get up in the points.
Nice. Good for him. Yeah. Good for Vernon Wells. He deserves it.
Yeah, I think he specifically, the actor, got a point or two for Rancic and himself.
Yeah.
Then we get to number four, Katie. Katie gets 12 points this season.
That's a lot more than I would have thought. She would have got more than Lucas, just because Lucas had more spotlight episodes. But I guess in those episodes, it was all, oftentimes a thing that I liked better than what Lucas was doing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Katie shares a couple of, I don't know what to call it, database characteristics with Jen.
Okay.
They were the two Rangers who received, besides Carter, they were the two Rangers who received no worsts this season. So their points are purely positive with no minus ones dropping them down a little bit.
Oh, nice. Good for Katie.
Yeah.
They were also the two Rangers who got 4 points in a single episode. They got both bests from you guys as well as the MVP.
Oh, dip. What episodes were that? Do you know off the top of your head?
I know Jen's, Katie's. I think Katie's was the one where she goes into the past.
Okay, that's the
Yeah, so she got it for the Terminator Walk and then Calamity Kate's Standoff.
Oh, yeah, those were both dope.
And the MVP for that episode.
Okay.
And then we can talk about Jen's when we get to her. But yeah, this was another one where early showed that this was a character-focused season. That when she showed up, she rocked, but she was very much a sideline character beside Lucas and Trip.
The BYG, the BYG group of like the other Rangers.
Yeah. So number three is Eric with 18 points.
Good for him. I feel like a lot of worsts probably brought him down a little bit from someone.
he followed Papa Collins's kind of arc, where when he was first introduced, he was supposed to be a character that you like didn't like and was very jarring, and so he got quite a few, or he got I think maybe two or three worsts like for the whole thing. This was not a season where a lot of worsts were handed out to the Rangers,
right?
But then he got great character development going through,
then so he started kicking,
and then they let him just do fights.
It was all bests from there.
And he tied with Jen for number of MVPs. They both got 7.
Wow. I do not recall MVPing Eric.
I think he must have kicked real good a bunch.
he got MVPs quite a few times. I think he was one of those like we're just gonna default, which was surprising thing, but I think he was one where like Eric was there. He was actually a very effective character, even if he was frustrated. Like, he got an MVP for doing...
Oh, because he got the MVP for getting stuff done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So now we're left with Wes and Jen.
Oh, I think Jen's number two and Wes is number one.
I think Wes is number one only because he was more consistent.
He's a good boy.
Yeah.
All right. With 32 holy crap points.
That's a lot of points. That's only number two.
Wes and Jen tie for number one.
What? How?
Because they're in love. They share everything, even points.
So I messaged the link to the database to Jake, and specifically told him, I'm like, oh wait, maybe you shouldn't look at this yet, and this was the reason why.
Okay, that's wild.
And the fact that it was 32 points.
That's a lot.
Has any Ranger besides the like original like ones that got to, you know, a season and a half, has anybody else gotten up that high?
No, in a single season.
Like not Nadira, like Astronema got like
I think 20, she ended up with like 28 or 28 something.
Somewhere. Yeah, somewhere up there. But that's wild.
But yeah.
They're good kids.
Well, there was a lot of episodes where they were the MVPs. Wes actually has the most MVPs.
Okay.
He ended up with, it was 8 or 9. I don't remember now, and I didn't write it down. But he got the most MVPs. But she didn't have any worse to bring her down.
Right.
Right.
And it came down to the final episode. If I had been doing this, like, as I was going along, I would have been, like, on the edge. Like, I would have just assumed going into the final episode that Wes was going to be the number one, because the only way Jen would tie with him is if she got 4 points in a single episode.
Yes.
Guess which episode she got 4 points?
The final episode?
The final episode. She got it for leading Rancic away from her friends and then promising to take Rancic in. And then the MVP.
Then so the
she
MVP. Got oh.
4 points in the last episode, tying the clutch her with Wes.
At the buzzer.
Which is the best result we could have gotten out of the season.
Yeah, that's awesome. Oh. They're good kids.
They are, mostly. Pretty good mostly. Kids.
Yeah. I mean,
those two are good kids.
Yeah, I guess Alex was really the only one that I couldn't give that descriptor to.
No, I forget who it was. Somebody on Twitter, I forget exactly, I think it was Brandon, I'm not 100% sure, said that he had a theory where Alex is Wes, but like had his brain erased however many times, go, you know, because he's found immortality or like got sent to the future, like found his way to the future, but like had to get like memory corrected, like they talk about. And so like it is him, and I'm like, okay, that makes some sense as to why like the DNA is the match, right? Because it's 1,000 years apart. It could be basically anybody at that point. But at the same time, Wes does not have Alex in his heart.
Yes.
You cannot. No. You
Wes
cannot,
does not default to Alex.
No. If you took everything away, he'd still be a very good boy.
And it is in multiple seasons of Power Rangers, your ancestor will look exactly like
yeah,
you. Like
yeah.
That is an in universe, that is a thing that happens yeah, to Power Rangers.
Going as far back as season 2, right? Like when the Wild West, and there's Rocco and William and yeah. Abraham and I don't remember Tanya or Aisha's name.
I don't
remember her Wild West name. And there was the white stranger who was just Tommy.
Yeah. And I can think of in some future seasons where that comes up. There's actually an episode where I want to be a guest on it where that is a factor.
Okay. Is that Wild Force? Because we're looking for guests now.
No, I'll pass on Wild Force. I should like Wild Force, and I just don't. And I don't want to come on a season where like I might be like poo-pooing like
right.
The episodes. I'd rather wait for a season where I'm excited. So like Ninja Storm, yes, I'll totally be a guest on that.
Okay, you're in.
Okay.
Nice. Anything else?
I guess I always forget to talk about the rating versus the ranking. But for this season, I don't really have a whole lot to say about it. Like, it follows the same pattern that the amazings are at the top, followed by the good. There's this overlap between good and okay, and then an overlap between okay and bad.
Right.
So, like, it tracked the same way, like, that we've seen in other seasons, that there okay. wasn't anything, like, super crazy to point out about them.
I sent you the list of our final rankings, and mm-hmm. I could not for the life of me. It counted up to 39 every time I did it, and I don't know what I did wrong, but then you assured me that everyone was accounted for, so I'm like, all right, good enough. Good enough for me.
Yeah, I don't know.
I went to film school. I never claimed to be good at math. There's a reason you're doing this and not us.
I don't know. I put a number beside of every episode, so I don't know what happened. Unless there was a two-parter that you just didn't count one of them.
I might have just like skipped by one. That might be it. I don't know. But, yeah. I'll take your word that they're all there.
All right. But yeah, that's everything that I've got for Morphin Grid by the Numbers for this season.
Nice. Very illuminating. I was kind of wondering, because like I know, like going into it, I was like, I every episode is good. And I was wrong. Rose colored glasses, watching them like 5 or 6 at a time, not having to analyze them for a podcast. It's a very different watching experience than doing it for the show. And this is the first season since In Space where, like, I had, within a relatively recent amount of time, watched it again. So there was, like, you know, more fresh. Because, like, Lost Galaxy I hadn't seen since I was, like, 10. When was that? 99? Like, I hadn't seen since I was 10. I saw, like, a little bit, like, a fair amount of Lightspeed when I was 11. So, like, you know, it's been a minute for those. But, like, I watched this in, like, 2016, 2017, like, pretty recently. So I was like, yeah, every episode's good. And then, like, no, wrong. not everyone is good. So I was curious to see how everything shook out.
There was an episode where you threatened to bring in Yorkie Cast, and that's how I know it was a bad episode.
Oh, boy. What episode was that? The one with Scoot on it. Yeah, that one sucked.
Yeah.
We were also rolling on, like, real bad Applebee's. Yeah, Uniquely Tripped. That's the worst episode. The literal dog worst episode.
But yeah, and then we had an ultra worst with banana with ketchup.
Oh, it's so bad.
Yeah.
Just a man ate that, Benny.
A real man ate that in real life.
He put real ketchup on a real banana and put it in his real human mouth and had to eat it and pretend like it wasn't the worst thing he's ever done.
For Power Rangers.
For an episode of Power Rangers. For Papa Hive's amusement. This poor man.
Oh, that's good. I love it.
I'm so sorry, guy whose name no one will ever know.
I'm sure there's some Power Ranger fan somewhere who knows.
I'm sure Dash is his favorite, is their favorite villain, and they know everything about the actor.
I'm just really sad that character wasn't called Dash Con.
I think there could have been a lot more cons. I think they should have been all cons or no cons.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a weird naming convention.
They leaned into it too much. I think that's the big takeaway from this season, is that they needed to figure out their naming convention and or if they had one that they were really interested in or not.
Mm-hmm. I do think that between Lightspeed and Time Force, I feel like those seasons have really highlighted, like, how far along you all have come with podcasting. Because with Turbo, part of the reason, like, I feel like it was kind of easy for that to be enjoyable because you're, like, ripping into, like, this situation. And it's kind of inherently, like, funny to listen to you go through these ridiculous episodes. But then going into the Time Force where, like, it's a good episode. What else do you have to say about it? Well, you all, I think, have gotten comfortable enough with this that you do have, like, you plant a seed at the beginning of the episode with some joke, and then you bring it back at the end, which, like, made me laugh out loud a couple of times.
Yeah, so we plan all of the jokes.
Yeah.
All the jokes are very well coordinated.
Well, what I'm really trying to say is you've gotten good at off the cuff of doing this stuff and, like, oh, I remember I just said that at the beginning of the episode, it's spur of the moment, I'm going to bring it back in. So, like, I think from having to re-listen to these episodes and rethink about these episodes all this much, I can see the improvement that you all have had in being a host on a Power Rangers podcast.
Oh, well, thank you. Yeah, I was talking about this the other day on Twitter. Like, it is, and I think I talked about it in the Q&A too.
Like, I think you did.
It's very hard to talk about an episode, something that is good. Like, without just going, like, it's great, I like it. Like, or just being like, here's the Wikipedia summary of the episode. Cause, like, what else do you have to talk about? So, like, I'm really happy that we were able to, like, find a lot of good jokes just, like, hanging out in these episodes of Power Rangers without being, like, you know, pretending something is bad when it's not, just for the joke or anything. So
yeah.
Next season's going to be real easy from what I've heard. It's going to be a breeze.
I don't know, because I know a lot of other people who really like Wild Force, and there are characteristics of it that I love. I think I plan on just sending you all emails of random animal facts. Like, oh, that's what I'm going to try to do next season.
Yeah, send them in.
But yeah, I think it's an okay season, and there are characters that I just don't care about. So I have no idea how next season's going to go. Like, good luck. I think you'll probably enjoy it.
I'm not going to listen to anybody Because last time people told us a season was bad, it was Lightspeed, and it was really good. So
that's true. So maybe Wild Force would be real good. A lot of it lands in like if we can like latch on to the characters, or if like the dumb stuff is good dumb or bad dumb, because there's a fine line.
Yeah.
Between like that's so dumb, I love it. It's the same way with professional wrestling. It's like, there's a professional wrestler who his gimmick is that he just woke up and he doesn't really want to be there. So he wrestles slowly. Like he'll kick you with zero force behind it because, like, he's still waking up. Like, he's not, you know, he's just not interested in being there or whatever. And he's my favorite professional wrestler right now. Like, he's so good. Everyone look up Orange Cassidy. He's amazing. Well, but then there's also, like, yes, I also do like to see Daniel Bryan do chain wrestling for 20 minutes. Like, I would watch that also at the drop of a hat. But, you know, that's just good stuff.
Well, my predictions for the Ranger rankings next season is that yellow and red will be at the top. Probably yellow will get MVP or their number one.
I have seen two episodes of Wild Force recently. It was the two episodes that they crossed over with Time Force.
Right.
And my favorite thing about it was the Yellow Ranger. So, yeah. So if that's any indication, yeah, she'll probably do pretty good.
Well, that was my prediction.
All right. Well, we will see you back on for the By the Numbers of Wild Force. But in the meantime, Benny, where can people find you online?
You can find me on Twitter at BenActive. That's B-E-N-N active. I also have an at this moment defunct podcast.
Oh, is the Forge, is there no flames in the Forge currently?
It's still smoldering a little bit. Like, I have an episode that I still need to edit and publish, but I haven't done anything with it. It's hard doing a podcast just by myself. Like, I don't like doing it just by myself. Like, I get guests to come on the show, but like, I like doing podcasts. I just, after 7 months, I was like, well, there are other things that I really like want to do with my time.
Yeah.
If I'm going to be doing this by myself. Uregar's Forge of Creation has, like, I think 14 episodes, and hopefully I'll get this last one out, but yeah, it's currently on a permanent hiatus.
On hiatus. Well, speaking from experience, it's much easier to do a podcast when you have a dedicated podcast host, partner.
Yes.
That's why these shows work for us very well.
I also have a SoundCloud, but I don't know how to share that with anybody. I have a single song on there.
That song will be the closing theme song for this episode. It will do not be alarmed, but this is a Benny Aridge. Very excited.
Yep. That's it.
Well, Red, thank you for coming on, Benny. Again, we'll see you for Wild Force by the Numbers. But until then,
may the power protect you.
Tammy Pete's real bread.
Quantum power!
Mayonnaise.
Okay, there we go. Check, 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 check.
Check, 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 check.
Mine was barely anything when I talked, so I guess just project.
All right.